Harper Audio presents Out of Captivity, Surviving 1,967 Days in the Colombian Jungle by Mark Gonsalves, Keith Stansel, and Tom Howes. Read by Mark Deakins. Copyright 2009 by Mark Gonsalves, Keith Stansel, and Tom Howes. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. Prologue. A Place to Crash. Keith. That, sir, is an engine failure. From our pilot Tommy Janice's tone, you wouldn't have known that anything serious was wrong. He'd flown all kinds of aircraft all around the world. Tommy J was a real larger-than-life guy, with more stories to tell than I have hairs on my head. And I've as full and thick a mane as anybody. His response wasn't borderline sarcastic. It came from a place about as deep into irony country as we were into Colombia. The that he was referring to wasn't so much a thing as it was an absence of a thing. The steady throbbing pulse of the single 675 horsepower Pratt & Whitney turboprop engine that until a few seconds before had been powering our Cessna Grand Caravan. It didn't take someone like me, a guy who'd been in avionics and aircraft maintenance for all his adult life, to recognize that the relative silence in the cabin was not a good thing. I closed the biography of Che Guevara I'd been reading and looked over at my buddy and co-worker Mark Gonsalves. He'd been busy at his station, practicing with the camera gear and the computer. I wasn't sure if he'd been so involved in what he was doing that he noticed anything at all. The poor guy had only been flying with us for just a few missions, and now we had a damn engine failure to deal with. I knew that Tommy Janice and our co-pilot Tom Howes would instantly flip the switch to figure out if we were going to be able to get this bird over the mountains and to the airport at La Randia, where we were scheduled to refuel. In my 20-plus years of flying, I've had all kinds of training in a variety of different military and civilian aircraft. I've been in tight spots before, and now I slipped easily into a don't-panic-just-focus mindset. Mark, I told him, make the mayday call. I'm too new to make a call this important, Mark said. I think you better do it. I couldn't blame the guy for not wanting to make that initial call.